4. Service encounter. Listen to a conversation between a student and a university employee. Fill in the diagram with the information that you hear.
Hi, I was wondering if you could help me. I'm having a lot of trouble balancing my classes and my job this semester. It's really tiring me out. And we still have 10 weeks to go. My friends all suggested I talk to you to get some advice.
Okay. Well, let's talk about your schedule and see if we can find a way to help you. To start, can you tell me a little more about your schedule this semester and why it is giving you trouble?
Sure. The thing is, I have to work. My scholarship ran out last term, and now I have to work to pay for tuition, rent, food, all that. You know, I barely make enough money to survive. And you know, I work a lot, at least 20 hours per week, sometimes more. 20 hours is the minimum. Sometimes I have to work a lot more. Just depends on how busy the restaurant is. It's really hard, but I've got to do it.
So how about your classes?
Well, I'm taking 6 classes this term. I've scheduled them so that I can go to classes all day and then work every evening if I have to.
6 classes is a pretty heavy schedule for any student. And with work on top of that, it must be hard to find any time to study, or to get any sleep for that matter.
Tell me about it.
Do you need to take 6 classes?
Yeah. I have to take 6 classes if I'm going to graduate on time. I figured if I take 6 classes this term, and next term I can graduate on time. I really want to do it.
And how are your grades this term?
That's what worries me. I'm not doing so well. Before, I was a pretty above-average student. I went into the term with a 3.5 GPA, but now my grades are slipping.
You know what? It sounds to me that you might want to drop a few classes and accept that you won't graduate on time. If you are facing this much pressure this early in the term, you are risking your GPA, your job, and your health. Why don't you just take the 3 classes that are the most important to you and focus on doing well in them? You also said that you are in a tight financial situation. It would seem that keeping your job is a top priority. Without it, how can you continue to go to school?
Exactly, I can't.
So I suggest you drop at least 3 classes. Sometimes it is important to recognize that you can't have everything that you want. You have to choose the best option for you.
What you are saying makes a lot of sense. I just needed to hear it from someone else. Thanks for your help.
Certainly. And if you need to talk about anything else, you can always drop in.
1. Based on information from the conversation, indicate whether or not each statement is part of the student's problem. Place a check mark in the correct box.